And I'm Steve Inskeep in Providence, Rhode Island. We're getting the view from the Northeast. We're talking about the presidential campaign, which leads to issues like immigration. So it is fitting that the man playing music before this live audience is himself an immigrant, percussionist Pedrito Martinez of Cuba, who now lives in Jersey City, New Jersey. Folks, will you welcome this man once again? Thank you. He's got an album called Havana Dreams. How long have you been in the United States?
17 years.
17 years. How old were you when you came?
When I came here, I was 25.
25, and you'd already been a musician in Cuba, right?
Yes.
How's the music market different in Cuba than in the United States?
Well, actually, you know, when I used to live in Cuba, it was very tough, very hard to survive in there and to make.
This is before things were quite as open as they have become today.
Yeah, definitely, way before.
What did you get paid for a gig in Havana?
Oh, man, I used to work in this hotel called Coiba. For $1 a month.
$1 a month?
Yeah.
$1, tips? Were there tips involved or anything like that?
Not at all.
$1, how does the dollar go very far in Havana?
Say it again?
Does a dollar go very far in Havana? No. I think the answer to that is
there's
no.
Not much to do with $1.
Okay.
Nowhere.
So tell me, you've come from the outside to the United States, become an American. When you come from outside, sometimes you notice things that people who are from here don't notice. Is there something about the United States you've noticed that is just really distinctive that you think maybe Americans don't themselves realize, or native-born Americans?
Well, actually, you know, when I got here, I was sure that all my dreams and opportunities were open for me, and that actually it happens, you know. I never thought I was going to play with Sting, Elton John, Paul Simon, so many great artists. So
America, the place where you find Sting, the place where you find Paul Simon, that's great, that's awesome. Could we get a little bit of music on those conga drums, the rented conga drums we have in front of you there? We rented them here in Providence, just about a minute. Let's listen. Pedrito Martinez. Pedrito Martinez, ladies and gentlemen, using his hands and his elbow at times. His album is called Havana Dreams. Now, we are getting the view from the Northeast, and one place we heard the view from the Northeast was on the Delaware River in Pennsylvania, the border between Pennsylvania and New Jersey. It's a park where George Washington crossed the Delaware, leading his troops to defeat British mercenaries, Hessians, back in 1776. Now, by that river, and by the boats that they use every year to reenact the crossing, we met some tourists, the Bartell family, six people, and I'd like you to hear them. Some of them live in New Jersey, the others now in California and in Florida. The parents, Gussie and Jerry Bartell, are conservative, voting for Donald Trump this fall. Their twin sons and their wives favor Hillary Clinton.
I don't want to start a family argument.
No.
Well, I do, but I don't mean to start a family argument. What concerns do you have about things right now?
In California, I think we're just, you know, I don't know. I think we're more concerned about, you know, keeping good jobs. And I own a business. And in 2008, when the whole thing came down, my business lost at least 40%.
And what's your business?
I own an optical shop. I make glasses.
So everybody was waiting an extra 6 months or a year to get their glasses or not getting them at all
for
a while there.
Yeah, you know, generally it's been a two-year wait for people, and then they moved it out, I think, between 2 and 4 years, more than that. And, you know, we went from 5 people down to all the way to 1.5 people. Now I've got 3.
And let me ask you guys, what concerns do you have? You
know, I am extremely concerned about the last 7.5 years. I think the country has been divided much more than it ever has been. And I think it has been not necessarily intentional, although it could have been. And I'm concerned that that will not mend as well as it could. And I'm not sure that Trump is the right person to do it, but somebody has to step forward and stop dividing us. We are Americans. We have to gather together as Americans with a unified language, with a unified culture. And if you come here to the United States, you need to assimilate into the culture that's been keeping us together since we started.
Does anybody want to argue with anything?
Yeah, I would.
Why did you say? I would.
that, I mean, I think that's just it. As you're here, generation, second generation, third generation, people do assimilate into our culture. It just takes some time. The first generation, it's not so easy to pick up the language and to pick up
the I understand that, but I don't think that it's time. Been encouraged as much. I think it's been...
So I'd like to say here's the generational divide showing that the country has changed. I think if there's been divisiveness, it's because there's a, if you want to call it a rear guard action of people saying we don't want to continue to change as it is going to inevitably do.
Lower the question before I completely destroy your family.
Oh, no, we'll be okay.
We're at this spot where George Washington crossed the Delaware
right.
to win the Battle of Trenton, Christmas of 1776.
Right.
When you think about this historic place, does it make you think anything about now?
Our family's had people fight in every American war, Revolutionary, Civil, Vietnam, all of them. And it's the bravery, the commitment to the concepts of liberty and freedom that inspire you when you come to a place like this. And you're proud to be an American. And I think that people on the far right and people far on the far left are proud to be American. And it would be great if there was some way to talk about it that's not so divisive.
All right, that's Jenny Bartel of New Jersey, part of a family conversation with her husband, Dan, Francesca Bartel with her husband, Eric, and family matriarch and patriarch, Gussie and Jerry Bartel.